With the US Republican candidate race all but over after Mitt Romney secured 5 more states yesterday, and with Newt Gingrich expected to drop out over the coming days, Obama and Romney are now targeting individual voting bases, with the youth vote being a key demographic. Sarah Voigt reports.
The reason it's so important to keep down costs is so we keep college affordable.
And the president knows his stuff. That's why they call him the POTUS, which means person on top. What is it?
Jimmy, POTUS stands for President of the United States.
He's the POTUS with the most.
US President Barack Obama clearly trying to court younger voters on Jimmy Fallon's late night show. His opponent, Mitt Romney, is also hoping to appeal to the youth of America. But what exactly is the youth vote? As Dr. David Lundberg of the University of South Australia explains, it's more complex than it sounds.
There isn't just one youth vote. It's politically fragmented, as every demographic is. It's just a question of what fractions. There are some elements of the young vote that are very, very Christian evangelical. There's also groups that are Ron Paul types who want super small government and preferably get America out of everything in terms of international commitments. But the big demographic is going with Obama. The overall thing about the youth vote as an analytical category is that there's a weaker propensity for younger Americans normally to vote. In 2008, Obama succeeded remarkably well in getting out the youth vote and getting the young people to actually vote on election day. And he needs to pull that off again.
David Lundberg, Senior Lecturer of Politics and International Relations at the University of South Australia. ABC political analyst John Barron followed Obama's campaign in 2008 and is watching this election very closely.
In many ways, a lot of the polls are suggesting that he isn't getting quite the same level of enthusiasm that his historic campaign of 2008 managed to generate, which is making his appearances on programs like the Jimmy Fallon show, and also why he's making a big deal of the issue of trying to secure low interest rates for student loans in the United States, which, if Congress doesn't act on it, will see that interest rate double from just over 3% to almost 7% this July. And to put that in context, Americans collectively owe more in student loan debts than they do on their credit card debts, over $1 trillion. So this is a big hip pocket issue that affects young people in particular.
In the 2008 presidential election, Obama's use of the internet and social media to reach out to young people and also to receive donations was quite influential to his success. Has the Republican Party and Mitt Romney picked up on this?
They've certainly tried to learn a lot of the lessons of Barack Obama's campaign, and they're trying to emulate it now with retaining contact with people through emails, trying to make people feel a part of the campaign. Demographics are against the Republicans, though. They've never been as successful at raising money online as the Democrats have been. The Democrats typically attract the support of younger people, people that are more likely to adopt technology earlier, to be more comfortable using their credit card on the internet. So the Democrats continue to raise lots of money from many, many small donors. They had over 500,000 people donating to the Obama campaign in the month of March. He got over $50 million for the month between them. Whereas Mitt Romney, most of his donors are people that are writing out checks for a couple of $100s and putting them in the post and sending them off to campaign headquarters. So social media as a way of raising money is still an absolute river of gold for the Obama administration. And they're maintaining contact through lots of email alerts from Barack Obama and Michelle Obama and Joe Biden, the vice president, and so on. The Republicans are trying to do the same, but as of yet, it's not really paying off for them.
ABC political analyst John Barron. Chaz Lisciadello from ABC 24's program Planet America says when it comes to getting the youth vote, Obama doesn't have much competition.
Obama doesn't need to be the coolest guy on the block. If he wants to be cool, he only needs to be cooler than Mitt Romney. And that's not very hard. My grandmother is cooler than Mitt Romney.
So what would you suggest to Mitt Romney to try and improve his image among younger voters coming up against Obama?
I think Mitt Romney's biggest problem is not an image problem, it's his policies, like as far as young people go. Like, he's not. He's appealing to Republicans, and they don't tend to be young. And, you know, his policies reflect that. Like, for instance, just off the top of my head, one of his major policies is the repeal of Obamacare, which means that a whole bunch, that every kid under the age of 26 is going to have their health insurance taken away from them. So that's one example. Another one is he wants to cut down the number of scholarships for college. Now, that's not going to be a popular decision amongst you know, teenagers and the young 20s. These are not popular policies as far as the young vote goes. And I don't think, you know, if he puts his collar up, I don't think it's going to make a difference. If he starts humming to Justin Bieber, I don't think it'll make a difference to the fact his policies aren't really dedicated to the young youth vote, which is okay because they're not the ones he's going for. Like Obama is going for the youth vote. Romney is going for the old vote. So, and his policies suit the old people.